And welcome into the Wednesday, August 1st edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick joined by a couple today. John Osher from Jaguars.com and Jeff Logman from the Jaguars Radio Network. Nice coat, by the way.
Yeah, I wanted to match you guys, you know. I saw you guys styling the last couple days with the coats and all that, so, you know.
I think styling's really the word.
Got to go with the flow.
Go with it, yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed you don't have your stylish, you know, regular glasses on today, though, Johnny.
Well, we'll break those out soon.
Okay.
It's a marathon.
You got to let the fans of the Ozone see the new glasses
They'll see it.
Another full-speed practice outdoors today. News of the day, though, some word now on Rackley. How long will he be out after yesterday's injury?
Well, from what Malarkey said, he had a high ankle sprain yesterday. He's supposed to be out 3 to 4 weeks. That, of course, brings Jason Spitz into the lineup. And that's really what they brought Jason Spitz in here last year to be, was that guy who, if they have an injury, can come in and play.
Did you ever have a high ankle sprain?
I never had a high ankle. I had an ankle. I don't know if it was high, low, medium, where it was, but that was a long time ago when I was in high school, and they didn't classify him that.
Sure.
But, yes, Spitz, is that's what his role is going to be. But the problem is Spitz has been filling in for Uche Nwaneri on the right side, and so now you're having to have DJ Hall, the young rookie, play some guard, and also another rookie, Hoke, playing some guard. So they're scrambling a little bit, you know, but they're making do.
But that should alleviate itself. Uche is supposed to be back in the next couple of days. He's been on PUP, will be coming off. So if you get that back, then you can have Uche at one spot and Jason at the other. Mm-hmm. And if you keep that healthy, you should be okay.
Mm-hmm. A couple of days ago, the wide receiver certainly had a tough day, one of the first days in pads. As we move along now, guys, the receiver's starting to make a few more catches in general, but still, this is the time of year where the offense is always going to be behind the defense, right?
It's a work in progress. I mean, that's what it's going to be, and it's going to take time. And first of all, you got a top 10 defense that they're having to go against, and so when you're going against top 10 defense, progress is going to be slow and steady. I mean, this is a relationship that basically hasn't been there at all, and since we just really started mm-hmm. training camp in the OTA. So, I mean, they've got a lot of work to do. And it's getting better. I mean, it was better than Monday today,
right.
But they still have a long way to go.
Well, and because of where the offense was last year, I think some fans are coming out here and they're expecting to see absolute perfection after 4 days because you've got some new faces. I've talked to Lee Evans a couple of times this week about it. He's been through Mike Mularkey's offense. He was there when they installed in Buffalo. He said it's not going to be an overnight thing. It's going to take time. But what he did say most of all was that he has seen progress the first couple of days, and he thinks they're going in the right direction.
LaRon Robinson was the big addition in free agency this year at the wide receiver position. Mike Mularkey spoke to the media today and talked about his progression with quarterback Blaine Gabbert.
It's coming around. It's a gradual process. The more and more we do, I think the better it's going to get. I told LaRon yesterday, just if you are pressing or you feel like you have to do anything more than you're capable of doing, don't do that. You're here for a reason, for what you did last year and really what got you here. Just do that. And don't put any added more pressure on you, because I know you feel like there is and there shouldn't be.
Well, of course, in the past, this has been a running offense around here, new offense now with new coaches and a few new weapons. But Maurice Jones-Drew is still not here. That gives some other guys opportunities. Rashad Jennings has really showed off in this camp so far, right?
Well, I don't think that's a surprise. If you've seen Rashad play in the past, when he's been healthy, he's played at a high level, and I think that's just going to be the question with him going forward is, can he stay on the field? And, you know, so far so good this year.
Yeah, you still want your guy, though.
Sure.
Maurice, come on. Come back. We're ready for you. We love you. Everybody. Jaguar family, come on. But, I mean, it is a great opportunity. DeJuan Harris making the most mm-hmm. of his reps. Jalen Parmalee, guy that nobody really knows who he is, but he's starting to stand out. He's doing some real nice things in protection. He's got good hands. He's big. He's running the ball pretty well, you know, with the pads on. So somebody else to keep an eye on.
And every time you ask somebody about Jalen Parmalee, you sort of get he's a guy, he's been in the league, he knows what he's doing, and he looks like a guy that if this lingers with Maurice, that could share some time with Rashad Jennings.
And for right now, at least, Rashad Jennings is still the clear-cut lead guy here in camp. And a lot of people are asking him about the holdout of Jones-Drew. But here's what Jennings has to say, how he motivates himself.
There's an expectation on every single athlete in the NFL, and that's to go out and prepare as a starter. You never know when you're going to get called on. And there's a quote that I have in my locker, when opportunity presents itself, it's too late to prepare for it. And that's what we take as a unit, as a team, there is no number two. There's whoever's in is that guy. You got to prepare like that.
Well, it's Olympics time, and this is a very unique situation now in Jaguars camp, guys, with defensive back Aaron Ross, one of the new additions here this season. He's actually going to be let go from the team for a few days to go to London and watch his wife, Sonia Richards-Ross, run in the 200 and 400 meters. How about that? That doesn't happen too much, does it?
No, I think it's great. I mean, any head coach in the National Football League that wouldn't let a husband go see his wife, I think, is insane. And there's a lot of coaches in the NFL that I would put in that category. But it's awesome. I mean, once-in-a-lifetime thing. I hope she does well. She's the favorite. I hope she wins.
Yeah, and Aaron said that was a reason that – you know, he was able to sign with the team. As he talked to him about it up front, and he said today in the locker room, he goes, you know, frankly, a lot of coaches wouldn't have allowed me to do this. And he's very thankful for it. And like you said, good luck to her.
Here's what Ross said about his wife's chances in London.
Yeah, the guys showing me 100% support about this. They're more excited than I am, seem like. They're asking me each and every day, when are you leaving? When are you leaving? Tell her good luck. Tell her bring it back home for us. So, I got the guys' support around me, and like I said, when I first got here, Coach Malarkey and Gene, they were on board from day one. So, seemed like the whole team is pumped about it.
Well, guys, we're well into camp now. 88 of the 90 are here, but with those numbers, there are a lot of guys that are on the three deep now that are really starting to break out. Who do you like?
Yeah, and somebody who's actually gone on to the two deep, I think, is Julian Stanford, a linebacker. He's a rookie free agent. And the more you talk to coaches, the more you watch them, you're starting to get an idea that this guy might be in the mix and contribute a lot in the regular season.
Now he's big. He's powerful. He's got the size. He's got the speed. Right. He looks the part. You know, it typically takes a couple years for a guy to look like an NFL linebacker. He looks like, to me, like he's already ready to go.
And it happens sometimes at that position especially where you get a guy who comes in and can play. Mm-hmm. And it's
not very often, though. Especially a free agent from Wagner.
Right. It's rare, but yeah. It's a position where you don't necessarily have to be that versed in what's going on. You can play on instinct, and he seems to be able to make plays.
Mm-hmm. You want a couple of mine?
Bring it on.
Just a couple names for people to chew on. As a defensive back, Antonio Denard, young player, extremely talented from a small school, Langston. He's probably going to be a developmental guy, but I mean, he's got some tools. I mean, big-time tools. On the offensive side of the ball, you know, with all these injuries on the offensive line, these young rookie offensive linemen, I'm talking about the free agents from Barbiaz, from Northern Colorado, Dan Hope from Missouri, Mike Brewster, Ohio mm-hmm. State. I mean, all three of these guys, including DJ Hall, I mean, they're all getting a tremendous opportunity, you know, and these guys aren't just bodies.
Right. Brewster works them at guard today, which is
interesting. Yeah, all of these guys have a chance to make it and also maybe be one of the your predecessor used to call a jar on the shelf.
Sure.
You know, you can never have too many jars on the shelves, especially with, you know, pickled beets and pickles and fruit.
I think it's time to wrap.
I think so. Schedule for Thursday, August 2nd. It's at 8:30 a.m. Full fast practice tomorrow morning, 2.5 hours, and then a 4:45 walkthrough. Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for your time, guys.
We can talk about jars some more later.
Yeah. We'll get into that again
Mason
tomorrow.
Jars.
Back with more Inside the Jaguars tomorrow. Thanks a lot for watching.